hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining all of us, Roberta, Jennifer, Heather, Rich, and me is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a well-known NUCA proctologist. He's a
NUCA proctologist.
Would you rather I introduce you as a NUCA proctologist, or which you would prefer? NUCA is a form of chiropractic that is extraordinarily successful when used on your neck. From your shoulder to your 8-pound bowling ball, there's a little thing called the spine. And these folks have, there's only a few hundred of them around the world, who have figured out how to adjust your spine that way to make everything better. Everything is beautiful after you've gone to visit Jack in Salt Lake and St. George's, Utah. I'm obviously, because I take liberties, because Jack and I are friends. There really is something special, though, about NUCA chiropractic. N-U-C-C-A, you may want to check that out. All right, so what did you start to say that was going to add to what I already said? It was painted that rosy picture of you? NUCA proctology.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
I refer to myself as a NUCA board-certified doctor of chiropractic.
Right. Yeah. A board certified.
There's only 21 of us.
21 of you.
That are board certified in NUCA. Right. Yes.
So I should, maybe I should get board certified in NUCA, and then it could be 22 of us.
Yeah, we need someone in Framingham.
A new study finds that more and more doctors are looking up patients on dating sites. Doctors looking for patients on dating sites. I'm trying to figure out in my mind how would you approach somebody if you are on, what's the most popular, eHarmony, Match.com, one of the most popular sites for dating.
Those are two of the biggies.
Okay. So a doctor is working over the, are they clients? I mean, what would you, how do you call people that are signed up to dating sites? Prospects? But things are so bad.
My goodness.
That you got,
you know, I saw four brand new patients yesterday.
Yeah.
All referrals, two of them from out of state.
Really?
You know, if I had to go to a dating site because my work wasn't good enough for referrals to bring people into me, I'd go find something else to do. I would be humiliated looking for a patient on a dating site.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how they would approach a prospective, I guess, there are doctors that are asking patients out as well.
Maybe they're cardiologists.
You can't.
Heartbroken?
Call
me.
You can't ask a patient out.
You can't.
Oh, in almost every state, there's at least the six-month rule.
Right.
And that is that anybody that is seeing a professional on a doctorate level, whether it's an MD, a dentist, a chiropractor, a psychologist, whatever level, if you date a patient, if you're currently seeing them, you can be sued up the yin-yang for that because they are considered to be under your advisory council.
Right, under your spell.
You get under your spell, let's put it that way.
Right.
But it's not just while you're a patient. You have to discharge them as a patient. You have to have records in your files that you have discharged them for a good reason, not because you want to date them, but there's a good reason. And who you have referred them to, mm-hmm, to continue the care that you've been giving them. And then you have to wait 6 months. And that's only to protect you from the person who then would turn around and sue you for professional seduction.
So the
professional
medical
seduction. I like that term.
So the medical industry thought these rules up to protect themselves.
Well,
here's
the story. It's been around for a long, long time. I don't know how long it's been in whether medical or alternative health care, but when you're on a doctoral level, you are supposed to be in a position of professionalism where that never enters the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the number one cause of dentists and chiropractors being sued is, I don't think he should have touched me there, Your Honor.
Great. Well, chiropractors you can see, but dentists, what?
Oh, no, because because you're anesthetized in that dentist chair to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And in fact, it happens with dentists more than it happens with chiropractors.
Survey of most state medical boards that's online at DougSteffen.com. You can check the story out. Most state medical boards say that license and discipline questions come about as doctors are getting complaints about unprofessional behavior online. There have been a number of complaints. Most common violation after soliciting patients is asking patients out online. Others prescribing medicine and overstating medical credentials online. More than half said complaints led to serious punishment, including revoking one's medical license. So this is a survey that was in the Journal of the American Medical Association over a 10-year period. So this is not something new. Isn't there some kind of professional guideline for doctors that when it comes to social networking?
Whether it's social networking down at the local watering hole or at some local club or now in the cyber world, because a whole new area of jurisprudence has opened up regarding the cyber world, intellectual material, everything else, that professionalism has. I mean, I've been to some practice management seminars where they've been very clear about this in my profession. It's even more dangerous in that realm because you may not be talking to the person you think you're talking to. And there are people out there from the insurance companies, banks are watching this stuff. Right. Insurance companies are watching this stuff to find some reason to either fine you, levy you, increase your premiums, deny you a loan. When you walk out into the digital world, I'm telling you, you're walking out the front door of your house stark naked in the noonday sun.
Yep.
And you've got to be very, very careful what you do online.
More naked than the Deborah Messing picture we've posted at Facebook. .com/Good Day Show. This is a good question for Facebook in terms of whether or not you would see a doctor, what generally your thoughts would be. It's kind of yucky, actually, when you think about it. You're a doctor soliciting you as a patient online. What do you think? Or 800-510-8255. Maybe we ask the question on Facebook as well. In a moment, Jack Stockwell, board-certified NUCA chiropractor, and I talk about a study that shows a way for you to get smarter, a physical reality that will make you smarter. Stand by, 14 after on Good Day.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
Winning the gold in the pentathlon and the decathlon is...
The winner of the intercollegiate ballroom dance competition is...
Jim Thorpe, All-American, Native American, and he raised the bar for every American. Excellence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us on the Good Day program talking about your health and well-being, ways to make you smarter. Another item that's at DougStefan.com, study that suggests that if you are a daydreamer, remember that song, Daydream Believer? This makes a believer out of me because the study shows in an incontrovertible way, Jack, that daydreaming will absolutely make you smarter. So what's going on in the brain, because that's where this all starts, where does it start and how does it relax or do whatever it does to you? Are there certain like neurons that are loosened up because you daydream, or what happens?
Well, daydreaming involves both hemispheres. Mm-hmm. An awful lot of, you know, when we are trying to perform some specific function that would be involved with our professional lives, usually we're concentrating the major areas of the left brain that's so concerned with being exact, being on time, doing things right, not making mistakes. And we get so focused on that that a lot of the connections, right-left hemispheres, through what's called the corpus callosum, which attaches both hemispheres together, begins to be somewhat imbalanced as far as synaptic activity is concerned. When you play the role of Walter Mitty, and you're sitting there at your computer figuring out some kind of a software program, and suddenly, you know, you're rescuing the people from pirates in the Caribbean, and you're sitting there for a half-hour daydream, you have brought in the entire world of your right hemisphere to balance what's going on, and all synaptic activity tends to breed more if it involves greater areas of the brain. In other words, as you reach out to other areas of the brain that we've discovered, you know, here's our emotional center, here's our verbal center, here's our locomotor center, here's our feeling center. And when you bring all these together in one particular kind of activity, and daydreaming, wondering, imagining, really is it's kind of the icing on the cake for this kind of activity. It just expands the synaptic firing cloud throughout the entire brain, and it awakens in some people a sleeping giant. It brings them back online, and I have no doubt but that that study's correct.
Wow. Just some ways of making our life. Food does that too, does it not? We're talking about this six-year-old girl who was cuffed in a school yesterday, taken to the police station because she got out of control, ripped a shelf off the wall, threw over some desks, ran after the teacher and tried to beat her up. I mean, something obviously going on. And the way they dealt with it was to have the police come in, handcuff her, and bring her to jail. Think about
it. You think about the policies that are in our schools now. You know, if the principal or the teacher tried to do anything that would involve touching that child to get her to calm down, mm-hmm. they're going to get sued. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that handcuffing her and hauling her off to the big house is necessarily the answer.
Right.
The hoosegow.
Right.
But by the same token, I can understand the principal and parent or the teacher being so frustrated over the possibility of being sued just because they looked at their child wrong, that they don't want to touch them themselves, so they just call the police and have the police handle it.
A lot of things in what we eat that affect how our body and mind react to things, and that's why it's good to have Jack's expertise here to go through it. Thank you, Jack Stockwell.
All right.
Board-certified NUCA chiropractor. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you're a maker of something.
Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Tom Petty lost, and his group lost all of it. Lost. Somebody stole five of their guitars, and appears the story has a happy ending in that they've gotten them all back. But what's the story behind the story, Ricky?
Well, I mean, when we were talking about it, they lost these guitars. They were stolen from a soundstage where they were rehearsing for their tour that's coming up. And you and I were discussing, how could any, there's big security here. This has to be an inside job of some sort. Well, sure enough, one of the security guards apparently sold one of the guitars at a thrift shop.
Moron.
Yep. Social media got wind of Tom Petty's guitar being at this thrift shop. Put it on social media. Of course, the authorities go to the thrift shop, find the guitar. And when you go to these thrift shops or these pawn shops, you have to give ID when you sell stuff. And they just went to the guy's house, and sure enough, bing, bang, boom, there were the other guitars.
Really? What a maroney.
You believe that?
Oh, my God.
You know, when there's a secured location like this and you steal something, it has to be an inside job.
Yeah.
So you're going to get caught. They have security cameras. Well,
people don't
what
think
if this was a setup to
the
get...
other guy.
Well, what if this was a setup to get publicity to Tom Petty, who's not necessarily been collecting headlines lately?
Well, he sells out every one of his concerts, so he doesn't need the headlines.
I mean, no.
I've been to every one of his concerts the last three tours.
Richie goes. That must
no
mean
seat.
It's okay, Jennifer.
There's no seats available. Well,
no,
I was
seats.
Just saying. That
he... Standing room only.
Yeah.
All right. Mary Ellen Hardison. How many people know who she is? Raise your hands. Nobody's hand is going
not
up because
nope.
You don't know. You have not been reading the information at DougStefan.com. She is 101 years old from Ogden, Utah, near where Jack Stockwell is. She's officially been recognized as the oldest woman to paraglide in tandem with somebody else.
I awesome. Saw this. Yeah,
awesome.
This is neat.
She did this on a whim. 101 years old. She didn't want to be outdone by her 75-year-old son, who said, "You can't do this, Mom." And she said, "Yes, I can." So, anyway, 101 on her one of her first birthday. She goes up in the plane, and she goes down with the instructor. But, I mean, 101 jumping out of a plane like that, I think takes a lot of what do they call it? A lot of chutzpah. Right? And then courage, just generally speaking, courage. I think that's a courageous move. I didn't want to do it when I...
I was going to say, I think it's brave for a 12-year-old, you know, 22-year-old.
I saw a clip of her, and she was just saying, the day I get too old to be able to do stuff like this, I don't want to be, you know.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Very, you're right, Richie. It's cool, clear, through, and deodorizing, too. All right, so we've also had a sort of, I don't know whether this is a weak moment or not, the story from New Jersey where a couple is suing their landlord because their rental property, they say, is haunted. They can't sleep every night. There are pipes banging, doors slamming, things getting tossed around in the kitchen, that kind of stuff.
People who pay good money to sleep in places like that.
Our poll yesterday, have you ever lived in a house you believe to be haunted? 26% of you said strange things happen. I'm not sure it was haunted. 24% said yes, and it was an incredible experience. 22% of you said no, the only haunted houses are in the movies. 28 after on Good Day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
This weekend, get a once-in-a-lifetime flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators once-a-year hardwood clearance sale. Get first-quality hardwood, laminate, and bamboo for 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished bamboo, only 99 cents a square foot. Three-quarter inch solid hardwood, an amazing $1.99 a square foot. On lots and closeouts from 19 cents a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. This Friday through Sunday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
As we move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Stephen, good day program. Heather Bachman is here, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Christine Trowbridge, who has been a follower of this program. She especially likes Jennifer. And she responded recently to a conversation we were having about neighbors. And I guess I was thinking about, we were talking once, not long ago, about Meryl Streep. She was annoyed. Remember, Jennifer?
Yeah, she was
annoyed. Her neighbors were annoyed. So Christine...
People were saying she was mean.
Right.
Because she was trying to be private.
Christine skimmed through some of the stories and said that she thought her nastiness mostly was her wanting her privacy, not be being interested in her neighbors coming over. And she wanted, you know, she has an expensive home. She wants to be able to maintain it well. She says, Christine says, I think the anonymous complainers come across as the nasty ones because I treasure my privacy, not particularly interested in the neighbors, and would love to have more of a buffer zone. I wonder how many people who live in the new neighborhoods of our era. Roberta, for example, lives in New York City where, never mind neighbors to the left and right, but she's got neighbors on top of her and underneath her. Yeah. So how do, in that circumstance, we don't have good fences making good neighbors, but how do you establish, how do people who live in those circumstances, whether it's New York, I mean, Los Angeles, they don't live, you know, on top of one another as much as they do next door to each other. I remember living on that street in Santa Monica where literally there were 24 inches separating the houses. You heard everything, every gas burp and everything else that went on next door. And yet I found it a wonderfully peaceful,
well,
quiet
that's
place.
The thing. I think when you live in a city like this, like Los Angeles or New York, where you're pretty much on top of each other, people respect each other's privacy because you want
it?
Privacy, so you give other people privacy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's funny because, you know, people say to me, well, you know, out on the island, you could go in your backyard and be totally private. I said, I can go into Central Park and lay on the grass and be completely private because nobody cares
what
I'm doing.
Nobody pays attention.
Nobody pays attention. Nobody's looking at me.
Why do people go after, why is it, is just human nature that people are, Meryl Streep lives in some
would she have been better off if she just tried to be part of the community and then therefore everybody ignores her because they're just so used to seeing her around?
Well, that's what Springsteen does. I mean, he's very much a part of the Asbury Park and Red Bank, New Jersey.
Does everybody know where he lives?
Absolutely. Everybody knows exactly where he lives.
Does he have privacy? Does he have,
yes.
Does he have a fence around his house?
And
New York is different, though, isn't it, Roberta? Because it's like New York, they see a celebrity and they're like, eh.
Los Angeles
the same way. You can always tell the tourists from people who live there.
Occasionally they shoot them like John Lennon, but, you know, it's an unfortunate thing. But for the most part, I mean, you walk down Broadway, you see celebrities all the time.
Yeah.
It's just part of the fabric of the city. So everybody goes, yeah, well, whatever.
Here's another email from Darla Bernot. She has contacted us. What she is interested in is the fact that we are on a bit of a delay, so she can't react to things when they actually happen. That happens sometimes. And a lot of people listen. They know we're on the air live until 10 o'clock Eastern, and sometimes they can stay with us on the station. If the station goes away, you can listen live by going to DougStephan.com, or you can download any of the hours anytime you want to. You can follow us. It's really kind of easy now with all of the electronic surveillance that we go through. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. On Twitter, it's at Good Day Show. Anyway, last week we were talking about sonic booms when they rattle the windows on your home
or at school,
that kind of thing. I remember, I think I made reference to what I remembered when I visited Uri. His house was right on the takeoff path from Heathrow Airport, and the when they used to fly the supersonic Concorde, they would just about be hitting the right speed, and at the same time every morning they go boom, and the windows rattle. It was really kind of a cool thing.
There was a Mythbusters episode a few weeks ago my son and I caught on sonic booms, and what they tested was whether the sonic boom, the noise itself, would break glass. So they had planes, the Blue Angels, I think it was, coming in at different levels, different heights, and they would have, they mocked up a house, and they did this out in the middle of the desert. Right. They had a car, and then the house, they had a chandelier, and then they had wine glasses on a table and all that stuff. And man, the booms were incredible, but nothing broke the glass, the sonic part of it. What really broke the glass was the infrastructure surrounded the frame of the window rattling such that it would break the glass, but the sonic boom itself would not break glass. It was
what breaks it when you're singing, you know, the old is it a myth about somebody else sings and
breaks
the glass?
Don't try.
Excuse me. This lady also was upset with me because I didn't take the issue of people who have allergies seriously. She said some people, even smelling nuts, bring on attacks. People do die from them. They are prevalent. I think I wasn't... I want to know why. It was more my question.
Yeah,
why
me
so
too.
Much more now than what used
totally
to be the case?
New.
Why?
Because, you know, I mean, I wasn't in school that long ago, and we never had rules about bringing peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, my goodness. I
now
have
everybody has them.
Big time. And once again, what I did was I made sure that both of my kids, when they were little kids, 3 and 4, I gave them just like half a peanut, or I'd just break it down. I'd take one peanut and I'd break it in half, and I'd give it to them, and okay, no problem. Then a couple days later or a few weeks later, I'd give them a whole peanut and just make sure that they... And Sean did have an allergic reaction when he was really little, but it never lasted. And I don't know whether you just need to build an immunity to it or test it. I don't know.
Hard telling, Richie. Here's email from John. Doug, I have a goosebump problem.
Uh-oh.
Driving back, I was listening to you tell a story, and I got goosebumps. I get them frequently, recalling things from my past, often when you're suggesting the memories through your stories. Goosebumps come as a... I should have asked Dr. Jack, how do you get goosebumps? What causes
it? Well, it's actually your skin clumping up. It's when you get cold. I don't know why mentally it does it, but I know there's a biological reason your skin plumps up because it's supposed to prickle your hair out, which prevents you from attack. But does that make sense?
I don't know.
What story was it that gave you goosebumps, though?
I think we can come up with any story. I mean, a lot of different stories give us goosebumps. I think it depends on your... I mean, I think that story the other day about the fellow... with the dog, he saved the had post-traumatic surgery. Was that earlier today? I tell these stories, so many of these stories, I don't remember when I tell them. But I know I had it wasn't a goosebump. I had one of those shakes. You know how you think, people tell you.
Oh, yeah, when you have shakes, and you they say rabbit runs over your grave?
Do you well, that? That or somebody's talking to you from the grave. That happens sometimes. But don't we all have them? Am I the only one who has those little shakes or goosebumps when...
I get those little shakes all the time.
Richie, are you so callous that you don't get goosebumps? Or?
I'm reading an article right now in Scientific American, and Jennifer is absolutely right on the thing. But they also say that It makes a cat appear bigger. It's also a defense mechanism for some animals to make their hair fluff up if you have thicker hair.
Really?
Emotional situations, walking down an aisle during their wedding, listening to, but I can't see why.
Well, why, yeah.
They don't say why.
800-510-8255. I would like someone to tell us how we get these. What's the physical? It has to be some physical thing going on in your body that gives you goosebumps. Mm-hmm. Has to be.
You want it?
Yeah.
A subconscious release of a stress hormone called adrenaline, basically.
Adrenaline release, then.
It's just an adrenaline release.
Why are you releasing it? What makes people release adrenaline?
Evoking any kind of emotion releases adrenaline.
Excitement. Stress. Excitement stress. Also, emotions such as excitement also release adrenaline.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Huh. Sometimes you sneeze when you're repeating something. You know what I mean? You sneeze as a reaction to something going on in your body because the chemical makeup.
Adrenaline also
flushing around your body.
Reactions like tears, sweaty palms, trembling hands, and racing heart and feeling of butterflies in your stomach.
Yeah.
It's a good time right there.
What? Is that like nibbling? Is that
I'd rather have moths in my stomach.
So it's just a teeny little adrenaline rush.
Yeah. All right, Rich, thank you. Say hi to Joe Martirana, who listens to us in Vero Beach. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Everybody
Joe.
Say hi to Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joe's thanks, connected. Joe.
Right. Let's see here. Ted in Aberdeen, Washington. Everybody say hi to Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Jim Ted. In El Paso. Hi, Jim.
Hi, hey, Jim.
Let's see. Daryl in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. Oh, don't forget Jean in Palm Springs.
What happened to our donut ladies in Mount Vernon?
You know, I don't know.
They used to send us donuts.
Yeah, where is it? What is
donut
this
shop?
Yeah. We want some more donuts, ladies.
Check the donut shop in Mount Vernon. Check in. We haven't heard from you in a while.
16 before the hour on Good Day.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Newsbreak, I'm Bobby Owens. As the U.S. continues to develop advanced energy solutions, Philips has risen to the challenge by developing the most energy-efficient light bulb in the world. The winner of the Bright Tomorrow Lighting Prize, or L Prize, is based on LED technology. Available to consumers nationwide, it will closely mimic the century-old incandescent while saving money. Ed Crawford is CEO of Light Sources and Electronics for Philips Lighting North America.
Because the new bulb uses 83% less energy than the standard 60-watt, it will cost about $1 per year to run, yet still give the consumer features they love, like dimming.
Rebates available from over 280 utility companies across the country will make it more affordable, with more coming in June when Energy Star status is expected.
With LED technology, we're looking at a wholesale change in the buying of bulbs, going from a disposable to a durable good. Consumers are no longer looking at a product that will last about 6 months. They're looking at a product that will be with them for decades.
For more, log on to Philips.com. That's Newsbreak from Philips. I'm Bobby Owens.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Mm. Yeah, that's good to know. Thank you. 13 and a half before the hour. Doug, Stephan, Rich McFadden, Heather, and Jennifer are studying passionately, Richie, the responses on Facebook and Twitter to several of the issues we have been discussing. Heather has a big smile on her face.
Heather makes me feel better about myself because we're trying to find some posts and we can't because of the new timeline. And so, okay, good. You finally found it.
So what did you find? Other than the naked picture of Deborah Messing, do people think that's in bad taste?
You're welcome for that one, by the way.
No, we did get some response on that. Dee Dee Martin feels, you know, she gave her thumbs up. She thought they were classy photos, and she was all for it.
Would you pose like that for a picture on Facebook, Heather?
I don't think you'd want me to.
Jennifer?
How much are you paying?
20 years ago, I would.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they made Deborah Messing look awesome. If they made Dee really good, and it wasn't like trashy, if it was classy like that, why not?
Roberta?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why are we even asking Roberta?
Absolutely.
Roberta's like, I'll show you now. Look.
You buying dinner?
Heck, I'll do it for a drink.
All right. So
she will actually.
I know she will. All right, Jack. What's the answer to the question? Jack Stockwell is back with us again. You heard us talking about goosebumps and little shivers and shakes. So what happens in our body that brings that around?
Well, you know, in the automatic computer part of your brain, there's two aspects to it. The part that speeds things up, called the sympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight, what they call it. You stand up and stand your ground or run for your life. And the other is the parasympathetic that slows things down. And like when Jen was saying, the release of adrenaline, that's not something you consciously do. It happens by these little emotional triggers, by fearful triggers. And what happens is everywhere a hair comes out of the skin, there's a tiny pore. And what happens is the body will, with these itty-bitty, tiny little muscles, close that pore to preserve heat and to preserve energy so you can run for your life if that's what you need to do.
So what you're saying, Jack, is that I was right. Ha, huh, Dougie, look at that.
All right, Jack, thank you. That's a big help. I appreciate
it. Go, Jen.
Thank you. All right, back to Facebook and Twitter.
She's so smart.
What else do we have that is interesting?
You know, there's one that really struck me. We have up there, what do you think the punishment should be for the Secret Service prostitution scandal that's going on?
And
Zeb Polly, I love you. She said they should have to use the full pack of prostitutes so they learn their lesson after they are, after.
What do you mean use the full pack of prostitutes? What does that mean?
The hot ones and the ugly ones.
Oh. Use them all up. And after, they'll be sick of prostitutes, and they'll never touch them again.
Kind of like if you find your child smoking, and you make them smoke a whole pack, and they get so sick of it. I'm not sure that works in this case.
All right, Jennifer, what's on Twitter?
Oh, well, lots of stuff. All of our big stories are being tweeted out, and also our video of the day is up there. You can check it out at twitter.com, and we are at Good Day Show.
A lot of people have sent me back thanks for sending out the Girl Scout cookies that we, distributed dozens of those, Richie, didn't we?
Yeah, we bought 40 some boxes.
So I'm glad that you appreciated them. It was nice to support the Girl Scouts. 51 after on Good Day.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. GoldenSilverContainHealingProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose It Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried foods. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Getpreparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnock, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This one in time, Richie.
Yeah.
Haley Mills from The Parent Trap. Let's get together. What do you say? Haley Mills is 66 today, and that's where you get started. Movie music in movie moments. Chuck Curry, the movie man, is here to give us his overview of what's happening, the important movie news. We'll have that for you in a moment. We have a contest, the audio from one of the funniest movies ever produced, in my opinion.
This ever?
From the...
Really?
Listening to Mel Brooks being interviewed by Johnny, by Mike on the 60 Minute Special. It's passed
on Mike Wallace.
Daughter to Mike Wallace. And there was an excerpt of the Mel Brooks interview he did, and he didn't do a thing. He just sat there. Mel Brooks talked.
Right.
He didn't even ask him one question. Mel Brooks asked him what kind of a blazer he was wearing. He started talking about Hopsack, and then they just went on. Yeah. Hopsack is what blazers are made of. He says, that's just like burlap. And he just went off into this crazy bit.
And that's the beauty of a Mike Wallace. He knows when to just sit there and shut up.
Exactly. Right, just let it go. All right, so here we have, I've given you enough of it.
So
here.
Obviously, yeah.
We have a Mel Brooks movie on our hands. Here we go with the first clue. This one we have done once in a while. It's worth a revisit because the stuff is so good. Go ahead, Richie.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Such a great movie.
Let's all do the gimme one together. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
Chicken.
Here's number two.
Let's see.
Prepare ship for light speed.
No, no, no. Light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes. We're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
All right, here it
there
is.
There you go.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Where is it, Richie?
It's coming. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, no.
Right.
Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take it. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Plain stupid.
Good stuff.
This is what I like. I get goosebumps listening to that, speaking of what we were talking about before. The reason we are playing that is because Rick Moranis is 59 today, and he was one of the stars of this comedy.
Quite good in that movie.
Yeah, he's actually quite good. I liked him best when he was in that movie with Steve Martin, where he was the special agent. And the character that was played.
My blue heaven.
Yeah, he was under witness protection or something. I thought that was a hysterical.
Just Chuck,
hysterical movie.
In these times, who is the new Mel Brooks? And is there, I mean, we've seen some.
There isn't one. There's no Mel Brooks.
I don't know if there's another Mel Brooks, but if there's somebody who reigns in comedy, it's probably Judd Apatow.
Who's that?
They're knocked up. He's done, produced, and directed so many films in the last 5 years. Yeah. But I don't think there's a Mel Brooks.
Right.
Yeah. All right, 800-510-8255. While Chucker brings us some movie news, you can figure out what that movie is. Go ahead, Chucker.
This is an interesting story off the wire yesterday, Doug. Universal pitches developing a big-screen version of the 1970s TV show The Rockford Files. Now, here's the catch. It's done as a starring vehicle for actor Vince Vaughn. Whether this is going to be serious or comedic has yet to be determined.
But Vince Vaughn as Rockford?
Uh-oh.
Give me a break. That's ridiculous.
I knew you wouldn't like that. The original series ran from 74 to 1980, starred James Garner in his signature role. But like I said, if it's a comedy, I have no interest. Actually, 2 years ago, NBC tried to reboot it as a TV series with actor Dermot Mulroney.
Why bother? You can't duplicate it. Why would you try to duplicate something that was so unique? I mean, what kind of foolishness are these people drinking? What are they drinking in the morning?
I think they really, I think the studios care more about the label of the product tag, which is the Rockford Files. The final product, I don't think they care. It's just a linchpin into an avenue to make.
Yeah, there was nothing about that show that makes it, you know, it just happened to be a good show.
The only thing that made it was Garner. Ben Garner made the show.
James Garner and a product of its time.
Yeah, it definitely was a product of its time.
Foolish.
And one other bit of news, director Brad Bird, who directed the last Mission Impossible film, Ghost Protocol, will not be back for Part 5. He did a great job. That was one of the best action films of last year, although Tom Cruise will be back for Mission Impossible 5.
Why did they change the release date of The Dictator?
Because they didn't want to go head-to-head with Dark Shadows, which is getting really good buzz. That's not unusual to do that.
Uh-huh. A lot of talk about Angelina Jolie. She got another movie in the pipeline?
She probably has a few in the pipeline. But The Dictator, I love the Sacha Baron Cohen. The trailer looks very funny.
Yeah,
I know people like him, people don't. I love him. I think he's very funny.
All right, Shauna, what's the name of the movie in question?
Spaceballs.
Yay!
A lot of heavy lifting involved in that. Shauna, thank you. Hold on just a second. 59 past the hour on Good Day. Introduce.